You're probably wondering what's become of me. I've been wondering that myself. The moment that changed everything sits in my memory like a dream. Details unreal somehow. I remember bleeding in the snow. The fear. The question he asked me. My damning answer. I remember the familiar copper taste of blood on my lips.
Drink it. Hurry.
I didn't realize in that moment the blood would never taste like that again. I couldn't move when he put my body in the frozen ground. But I felt myself changing. My skin growing hard and tight around me, like a cocoon. Whilst inside I burned with supernatural fever, boiling alive in that leathery husk. I felt my flesh melting, dissolving, breaking down. My old life fading away. And I wondered for a time if I'd died after all. Maybe this was simply what death was. No heaven or hell. Just this. Left in the ground to contemplate your regrets as you slowly rotted away. Helpless. But then a shift. An order emerging from the chaos. I sensed new nerves threading across new bones, new sinews, a new body. Motion returned. Instinct took over. I don't know how I found the strength, only that I clawed my way out of the cool, out of the dirt, and collapsed. Wet and steaming on the broken stone floor of the ruined abbey. I awoke later in a sprawling bed, naked on goose down pillows and silk sheets. A wide, dark room of some unfamiliar country estate. I approached the mirror, not sure what to expect. The shadowed body that looked back was mine. But as I drew closer, I saw what wasn't there.
What the fuck?
The map of battle scars I'd collected over the years. They were gone. All of them. As if I'd been poured anew from the same mold. I felt a chill run up my spine and found a nightgown to cover the strangely familiar alien body I now found myself in. That's when I saw her, watching from the shadows.
Who are you?
I'm called Whisper.
Who are you?
I'm your attendant.
You're a vampire?
Well, yes, but it's complicated.
What?
Miss, we both are.
No. Don't say that. Something's wrong.
It's very common to be confused.
Right.
Listen.
Inside, something's too quiet, too still.
It's your heartbeat, miss.
My heartbeat? I can't...
It's not there. That's what you're feeling.
No. I just... I need a drink.
Of course. Here. Drink this.
What is this?
Pig's blood. It won't fill you
in. God damn it, no! No, stop!
Miss, please, I know this is frightening, but it's real. You're going through something we've all been through, and I'm here to help you.
No, I don't know you. I don't know this place, this house. I have to go home.
Miss, no. Please, at least wait for Mr. Rook. I'm sure he'll
be
back.
Am I your prisoner?
No, miss.
Then I'm leaving.
At least let me...
If you follow me, I will kill you. I will rip your head off with my bare hands. Do you understand? And now you nod and say...
Yes.
Good.
I crossed the moors, moving faster than I've ever moved, and not tiring. Every footfall drawing energy from the center of the earth. Until I found myself on the rise overlooking the castle. That's when I saw you. Huddled in your blanket on the back of the flatbed. I wanted to run down to you before the castle swallowed you up. Until I looked down at my remade body in that nightgown spattered with pig's blood, hem soiled from the miles of moorland my bare feet had thrown me across. And that was the moment I remembered what I'd told you. I'd cry for my murdered sister, then hunt you down and cut off your head. I thought of the dead, of Xana and Bash, the ones who were not given the choice and would not take it if they had been given the choice. And I realized all at once that I could never show my face among you again. After that, I found my way to the ruined abbey and the gaping, bloodied pit that I clawed myself out of like a burst canker in the earth. I dragged logs and armfuls of dead underbrush to cover it, hoping that no one would find it and piece together the choice I'd made. It was there that I sensed something. A presence watching. I looked up to see a deer. A stag. Eyeing me from the tree line. I fixed my eyes on his and held out my hand.
Here. Come here.
It came to me, like a dog. I couldn't remember the last time I'd been so close to an animal that wasn't dead. They'd all become so skittish since the comet and the vampires. And as it sniffed my hand, I wondered, did I summon it to me? I looked at it so close, so vulnerable. A sense of anticipation gathered at the tips of my nerves as I felt the animal's heartbeat ripple the still air. My teeth throbbed in my gums. The tips stretching slowly to points. I touched my tongue to the sharpened canines with a flicker of self-disgust that drowned in the swell of curiosity rising inside me. After all, it was only venison. So I grabbed the stag's throat. It tried to run. It was strong. But I was stronger. Wrestling it to the ground, pinning it by the antler, I finally bit into its jugular. The blood came alive in my mouth, tingling like champagne on my tongue, and seemed to speak of everywhere the animal had been. The salty air of the seaside, the sweetness of apples and wild berries. It was perfect. I couldn't stop myself until the stag was still. Its dead eye accusing me. And then, with nowhere else to go, I returned.
I was wondering when you'd be back. I'd hoped to be there when you woke, but you left in such a hurry.
Must be strange. To worry after someone you murdered.
Is that what happened? I murdered you.
I wish you had.
My dear, if that were true, you would not be standing here. I wasn't worried. Though you did give your lady whisper quite the scare.
I didn't realize vampires feared other vampires.
Some of us have gifts others don't.
Like you.
And you.
I'm an overlord.
An anointed one. The rarest of our kind. Not more than 25 or so in all the world, and you are the first in quite some time.
Why?
Why what?
Why me?
This is a lot to process. You should lay down. You don't need sleep, but...
You.
I'm sorry?
I said, I hate you.
I know you do. But now you need rest. There will be plenty of time to hate me later.
I kept to myself and sated my hunger on the blood of wild game, telling myself that it was enough, while a debt accrued inside me. I pretended not to know how it should be paid. Until the night, Whisper came to lead me to the Undercroft, where a man was chained to a stone slab. A human. Jewelry.
It's an offering, miss, from the Impassionata.
The what? That's when I saw them. The eyes glowing in the gallery, watching silently. Blighters, once so savage, here, still, reverent.
The Impassioned Ones. They sensed an anointed was born. They've come to pay their respects.
What do they expect me to do with them?
Whatever you please.
Darcy? Is that you?
I circled him just beyond the torchlight. A righteous anger quietly grew inside as he squinted to make me out from the shadows.
Darcy? Oh, it is you, isn't it? Help me, please.
You have no idea what you've done, do you?
Oh, God. Is it Hope? Is she...
alive? Not that you deserve an inch of credit.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean for any of this to happen.
Do you mean for anything in your life to happen?
I know. I know I'm a tosser. Just let me out. Please, before they come back.
I thought you were keen to join them.
Darcy, they're going to kill me. Please.
Maybe if you ask me very nicely, I'll initiate you into the club.
You? I don't under...
His face fell as I stepped into view. The torchlight flickering across my predatory eyes. You really have no idea what you've done.
You're...
On second thought, fuck it. I'll just see to it that you never hurt anyone I love again. My senses sharpened. I watched his veins pulse with every beat and felt my fangs grow long and sharp. I grabbed him, held him down, opened my mouth for the kill. But I couldn't.
You don't wish defeat?
He's just a stupid kid. He doesn't deserve this.
Miss, you haven't taken a human.
No, I haven't, and I won't.
The hunger will drive you mad, miss.
There are plenty of deer left in the forest.
You are not born of a deer, miss. Their blood will not fill you.
And what about your blood?
Yes?
You used to be human. Perhaps that will do.
I wouldn't do that if I were you. It won't agree with you. Leave us, Whisper.
Yes, of course.
She is worried about you.
I'm the last person who needs it.
It is her sworn duty to see to your needs.
And it was my sworn duty to protect the people in that castle, not to fucking eat them.
You aren't that person anymore. You aren't even that species. You must feed.
I will not feed on them. It's betrayal.
You are twice born now. It's a fact of your existence. You must accept that sooner or later.
Don't tell me what to accept.
You think you're the only one who's wrestled with this? If there was another way, I'd tell you.
I won't prey on my own people.
They're not your people anymore.
They kept Jory locked up under the manor. No one told me, but I knew. I felt his heart beat through the floor, calling to me as my hunger raged. I had to get out. I had to hunt. At the edge of the forest, I paused to remove my clothes, then stood as still as death and listened, like a shark listens, like a snake listens, with my whole body, every tremble and twitch in the underbrush tickling my skin. After a moment, I felt it. A rabbit grazing in the distance, and I was off. The forest seemed to open for me. I was a blur, shapeless and wild and giddy with a hunger that grew larger every day. As I ran, I imagined a lioness, eyes red as fresh gore and fur as white as bone. And as quickly as the thought had jumped to mind, a quiver rolled through my muscles. And I was her, bounding on all fours, lost to the purity of need and instinct. The rabbit didn't have a prayer. I fell upon her and drank her dry in a breath, shaking with frustration, unsatisfied. Then I heard it. A voice. A familiar voice. I ran into a vacant petrol station. After that, I'm not entirely sure what happened.
A big cat.
It maybe escaped from the zoo.
I don't like the sound of it. Come back to the car.
Will do.
Felix.
Hello?
Felix, is that you?
Darcy? Darcy! Darcy, where are you? I don't see...
In the petrol station.
Darcy?
Over here.
Holy shit, Darcy.
Felix. Thank God.
Where are your clothes?
I don't know.
Take my coat.
Felix, what are you here? Are you on your way?
Not yet.
What's the delay?
You're never going to believe it.
What won't I believe?
Don't. Don't tell him.
Felix, what's going on?
Just put the radio down and hold me.
Hold you, Darcy? I have to let them know.
Felix, hold me.
Sure.
That's nice. I missed you, Felix.
Jesus, you're so cold.
Your neck's so warm.
What are you...
The bracing electric shock of the blood on my tongue stirred me from my blackout.
Felix!
Darcy!
Oh, God!
Darcy!
No! Stay there. You're going to be okay. Here, hold these towels to it. Keep the pressure tight, like packing a snowball.
Felix, come in!
Here! You have to radio for help.
Captain,
Felix! Felix, say again, what the hell is going on?
He couldn't tell them, and I couldn't reveal myself. So I grabbed his radio, closed my eyes, and heard his voice come out of my mouth as I said,
Mayday, mayday!
I've been attacked and require immediate medical assistance. Hurry, please!
What's your location?
I'm in the fucking Sainsbury's. Hurry, Jep!
Roger that, we're coming.
Felix, I'm sorry, but I have to go now.
No. Darcy!
I have to. I'm sorry. Just hold this to your neck, tight as you can until he gets here, okay?
Stay.
I can't stay, Felix. I'm sorry.
Why?
Because I'm scared I'm going to kill you.
No. No.
I have to. I'm sorry. Just hold that there, exactly this tight, okay? Don't let go.
I can't.
Yes, you can. Look at me. Listen to my words. Don't let go. Stay alive. Promise me.
Promise.
I have to go now. I'm sorry, Felix. Goodbye.
I wanted nothing more than to stay. But the hunger loomed like an animal with a mind of her own, a buzzing darkness creeping in at the edges of my vision. Holding it at bay for even that brief moment on the blood-slick floor took everything in me. So I ran and left my best friend alone, his hand so tight in mine, and his eyes begging me not to go. Even as he bled from the wound I gave him. I ran as fast as my legs would carry me, all the way back to the manor.
You did what you were made to do.
I may have killed him, without even knowing it.
You are a hunter.
He's my friend, Rook, not a rabbit. My fucking friend, do you even know what that means?
Doesn't matter. You haven't fed. To the hunger inside you, he is exactly a rabbit.
Then I'll starve myself.
You can't. Your body won't let you. The longer you deny it, the more control you surrender to instinct and need.
There must be some way to control it.
There is. You make the choice you can live with.
Why did you ever give me the choice?
One day you will know, and you will be glad I did.
I didn't believe him. And later that night, I went down to where jury was being held, not sure of what I meant to do with him.
Are you going to kill me?
I don't know.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Stop.
What are you doing?
Run. Don't stop until you reach Lochran Castle. And when you get there, tell her... Tell her that her sister... is trying.
I will... Thank you.
Go. Go now.
Yes. Thank you.
It wasn't a trick. I'd intended to let him go. But as I watched him vanish into the trees from the tall window in my room, I thought about what Rook had said. I thought about the people I loved. Jep and Felix.
and you. And what I was willing to do to protect you. You make the choice you can live with. My mind was clear when I found myself running into the woods. I wish I could tell you I'd lost myself as I had before. But my mind was clear. I knew what I had to do. I could sense Jory in the dark ahead. He hadn't gone far. He was clumsy and panicked. I was nimble and fast, moving through the woods like a gust of wind, sprinting across the top of the snow, swift and silent. He felt me coming. Looking over his shoulder, he tripped.
Darcy?
I'm sorry, Jory.
You said I could go. What are you doing?
I'm making the choice I can live with.
I pulled his head back and felt him shiver as I sank my teeth into his throat. He didn't fight. Didn't struggle. And the blood, it rushed into my mouth like it had been waiting to. Like it was giving itself to me. With a taste that was... so much more than a taste. It was like air to a drowning woman. Like the sun on my skin after a long winter. Like life itself. I never imagined it could be like that. I drank until it stopped flowing, and his body was cold in my arms. And when I was done, I sat in the snow and wiped the tears from my eyes. Did you know?
Did I know what?
What I would become. An anointed one, like you. Did you see it in me?
I knew you were special. I knew I could not let you die without giving you the choice.
And is this what it feels like? To be the world's nightmare?
There is no shame in what you've done.
I'm not ashamed. It would be easier if I was. I didn't think I'd ever know what it was. To be in the world and unworried. To sit in a dark forest under a night sky and feel at peace. To be that which nothing hunts. The thing nothing chases. For once in my life to be wholly unafraid. I look at him now, lying there dead. And I feel only... relief. That for the first time, I am the nightmare, and not the one trapped in it. What am I? What have you turned me into?
You are what you have always been. I did nothing. I merely cut your tether.
I don't know what the story of my disappearance has become at your end. Perhaps you know what I've become. And if you do, I hope to one day give you this letter so you might understand why I've done the things you've heard about. Because I was wrong before, when I told you they weren't like us. You deserve the truth. And the truth is that your sister wasn't murdered or replaced by some soulless monster. Her mind and heart are still in the world. Her love for you is not gone. The truth is that she is what she chose to become. And she's trying.